Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. Straight up top of the hour plus 1 minute. And we're going to have open lines for the remainder of the broadcast. And a couple of issues here that that I wanted to bring to light. I understand that you remember the folks at from worldcan'twait.org. We tried to throw them a little bit of support. And although we all agree that we have a real problem with the current regime we're living under, my particular philosophy is just like Jack Palance tried to tell Billy Crystal in the movie City Slickers. It's one thing. Leave all the other stuff aside. Let's all agree on one thing. Focus on one thing like a laser beam and accomplish that one thing. Some folks just don't get it, and they feel that they have to drag all their other issues along with them. You know, okay, abortion and gay rights and racism and all this other stuff, which may be legitimate arguments. Of course, there are people who stand on both sides of any particular debate. But when it comes to one thing, it's one thing, and that's my particular philosophy. Well, one thing that they're focusing on is trying to get Bush out of office, and I can agree with that one thing. And World Can't Wait has taken out a full-page ad in the New York Times, and that basically screams the headline, Bush Step Down. January 31st, President Bush will be giving his State of the Union address, and the State of the Union is in a state of emergency. They are basically advocating everybody to protest and demonstrate at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the country in large cities and town squares. They want people to rally 1 hour before Bush's address. And at 9 p.m., it says, let the world hear as we symbolically drown out Bush's lies. Bring your own noise, drums, pots, pans, musical instruments, your voice. Let taxi horns blare and church bells ring as we bring our own State of the Union message. Bush, step down. I think that this is going to be interesting to see how this is going to unfold here. I think we can all agree that we have a very serious problem in the direction our country is taking under the Bush regime, and you may or may not want to participate in this, but I'm sure they have details at their website, worldcan'twait.org. And I know some of you folks are saying, wait a second, you're promoting a bunch of people that are advocating, you know, homosexuality and abortion and stuff. No, I'm not. I am absolutely not. I do focus in on one thing, and hopefully we all can too. And I know that there's folks out there that can't get by that. You know, well, if you get equally yoked with these people, say, wait a second. All the folks that subscribe to that philosophy, let me ask you a question. Do you have any members of your family in the military? I'm sure many of you do. We have a lot of very good, devout Christians and Bible believers out there that have members in the military. Well, guess what? If you've got people in the military, then you are also involved with people of other faiths, people of other beliefs, people of other sexual persuasions. That doesn't mean that you're equally yoked with them. It just means that you're serving the military in the best way, and if you're serving your country, the best way that you know how. It's that one thing. Okay? So I am not equally yoked with anybody that has a different philosophy as far as sexuality or abortion or anything like that. We can agree with one thing, and that is that the direction that this country is taking is absolutely maniacal, it is suicidal, and it is disruptive for the peace and sanctity of this world. So for whatever reason, if you care to join the likes of Edward Asner, Harry Belafonte, Michael Eric Dyson, Jane Fonda, she's going to be there, holy mackerel, Jessica Lange, Louis Larpham, U.S. Representative Major Owens, Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, Reverend Al Sharpton, Cindy Sheehan, Gore Vidal, Howard Zinn. My goodness, a lot of people are going to be involved in this whole thing. So anyway, we're going to take our break, open up the phone lines, 1-800-259-9231.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Urban Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, and we all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, and those yet to respond. All right. Welcome to hour number 3 of today's installment of the Power Hour. And for those of you listening live, I just want to let you know that we have turned off. We are not answering the phones for the next hour. We have a situation, nothing big or anything like that. But we fired up. We a new heater unit. And I don't know if you know about, you know, heaters, space heaters and stuff like that. But, you know, when you turn them on for the first time, sometimes they smoke a little bit and let off a funny smell. Well, it did. And some people went, oh, this smells terrible. So anyway, we just had to open up all the windows and air the place out. So anyway, no big deal. So if you're calling in right now, you're not going to get answered, okay? We just open up the windows, and everybody's out there taking a walk right now. It's not a big deal. But anyway, we're going to have open lines here. But before we do, I wanted to share with you a couple of letters here. I mentioned one yesterday. I didn't get to it because we had open lines, and I almost did it again today. But there's a couple of things I wanted to share with you. First of all, I got an email here from a student by the name of Matt. And he says he's a student at Valparaiso University in Indiana and recently watched the video 9/11 in plain sight. And he says he was completely astonished because it was so thought-provoking. He says, I'm left in some confusion completely as to what to do about this matter and how to tell people and get this message out in the communities of America. I've never heard anyone talk of this movie until my friend introduced me to it, which means people who are unaware or don't care, or they'll just never hear of it. I want to find a way to present this to a larger audience with a viewing basis without raising a biased view and showing that I neither support liberal or conservative views, but stand neutral so that people can see that we're not fighting for a view, but for the truth. Wow! He's out of the cage! Uh-oh, look out! This is not something that should remain hidden, and I'm sure you feel the same. I want to do everything in my power to get as many people to view In Plain Sight as possible. Okay, I could go on here, but he wants very much to be able to get folks out there to see this video and start thinking outside the cage, and you go, boy. What else can I say? Couple suggestions, Matt. Get it onto a local cable access channel. You can have a screening at the library, okay? You can publicize it at the school, get together with the student union, and say, hey, look, let's have a free screening of this video, and get together with a couple of your friends. Have a meeting at people that think like you do, and make a battle plan, make flyers, put it out there, and, plan a screening of it. That's the way you do it. Grassroots, guy, bottom up. And if anybody else has got any other suggestions, hey, bring them to the table. That's what this is all about. Now, also, I have a letter here that was written by Craig, and he was responding to Gordon Farrer, who is the individual that writes for The Age, which is a newspaper in Australia. Now, The Age, Gordon wrote a very scathing review of 9/11 in plain sight, and it was published before it was aired. And I believe it was in that morning's newspaper the night before it was going to be aired. And if people caught wind of this thing and read his review both in the newspaper and online, they were very upset, and understandably so. Now, for those of you that want to see what this flap is all about, we've got the entire exchange between myself and Mr. Farrer. Now, I don't usually address individuals that slam either Joyce or me. I mean, we try to stay on the horse because otherwise you end up wrestling in the mud, and that's not what we're into. But I did find it necessary to draw out Mr. Farrer so that he and the listenership of the program and all the readers out there, with the new listeners we've got down in Australia, are unbelievable. Thank you for so much, all you folks down under, for joining us on the program. I know we've got a lot of folks out there. And after reading the exchange, you know, he wrote the article, I responded to it. He responded to my response, and then I responded to his response of my response, and then he responded again. So we went back and forth about three times, and I'm done with the guy. I'm not going to respond anymore because he is adamantly and gleefully and blissfully in the cage. And he does not want to. He wants to keep all the other people in the cage. He will not address the issues. He is so wrapped up in attacking the messenger and adamantly refusing to deal with the message. And this is exactly the point. By my getting him to respond and then responding back and getting another response, he should have quit when he was ahead, because he didn't just shoot himself in the leg. He sawed both of his legs off slowly and deliberately at this point. People could see exactly where he's coming from. Very interesting exchange, and check it out at the Power Hour. And I also want to thank Craig, if you're out there listening. Craig E is the first letter of his last name, and he's down under there. And I thank you so much for your lengthy response, very articulate, very intelligent response to Mr. Farrer. Anyway, that said, and of course, for those of you that still, if you've been under a rock and you don't know anything about the 9/11 In Plain Sight documentary, it is just creating an unbelievable controversy around the world. And the powers that be are desperate to keep people from seeing this or asking the questions that we bring up in that program, because the questions are valid, they still stand, and they will continue to stand until there is an open and freely an open and free exchange of ideas and thoughts, and the discussion is not influenced in any way, shape, or form by so-called truth seekers that want to somehow discredit or ridicule anybody that dares ask these questions, like, what is the flash? What caused the flash? Was the flash a result of the pod? Is there a pod? They don't want you even talking about this stuff, because if we talk about it, we just might find out that the September 11th attack and the collapse of the towers might have been a result of something other than terrorists with box cutters. Now, that's not to say that there weren't terrorists involved. I've never said that. Okay, but just like the analogy that I gave many, it's too long to give now, but I gave many months ago about the unscrupulous individual that had clawed his way up the ladder of success and left in his wake the ruined lives of many honest people. And because he felt he was in competition with a guy that lived down the street, he planted bombs around his house and had a button he could push anytime he wanted to blow this guy up. But before he did it, he hired a bunch of kids to let off some fireworks for a party he had planned. And as the kids let off the fireworks, he pushed the button and the house blew up. When the firefighters and the police got there, they arrested the kids. Now my question is it possible that Osama bin Laden and the terrorists were nothing more than those kids that were hired to do a different job? Maybe they were involved in something very bad, and I don't doubt that they were. But did they bring down the towers? Did they attack the Pentagon? That's the question. There's a whole lot more to the story of September 11th than is being brought to the table, and I think the overwhelming majority of the people of the world now realize this. The simple fact is that every piece of legislation, every military action that's been taken, and every television broadcast by these talking head so-called journalists on television, the likes of Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly, yeah, I want a piece of you. Hey, want a piece of you, Bill. But anyway, all of these people are directly responsible for taking our country and indeed the world around down a path that is based upon fraud. Everything is predicated on September 11th, and if we don't get to the truth about what happened on September 11th, then everything we do is based on a lie. We are living a lie. We've got to get to the truth. And if you're willing to sacrifice your liberty and your freedom, you better understand that they who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither liberty or security. If we're going to give up our rights, we better be doggone sure that we don't want them back forever. And we better reexamine why we were given these founding documents in the first place. All right, that said, let's start going to the phones. And as I ranted, I shuffled my paper here, and I've lost my, let me see, where is it? Richard in New Hampshire, you're the first one up. Thank you, Scott. Richard, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Dave. How are you doing? A couple points I want to bring out about our illustrious IRS. Last year I brought one out, and I'll bring out another one that I didn't get to.
Okay.
All right, about 5 years ago in the Buffalo Service Center in Buffalo, New York, some of the employees over there, they were taking some of the returns, you know, from all the movie stars.
Yeah.
Like Julia Roberts and that. And what they were doing is they were putting them up on the Internet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really. And nothing ever happened from that. No repercussion. Nobody got reprimanded. Nobody lost their jobs or anything like that.
Huh.
That great, great outfit, right?
Yeah, really.
And the other one now, which I brought up last year, is about 5 years ago. The IRS, they were running a scam. I believe I told you about this. And what they were doing back then, everybody was sending in their checks. And they were putting IRS. So what some of the agents did is they opened up a checking account. All right, in the name of I.R. Smith, right? And when anybody, taxpayers, sent in their check saying IRS, well, what they did is they just put a period after the I, a period after the R, and they just filled in Smith, right? And they stole $3 million. $3 million, Dave, they stole, right?
Wow.
Now, they had people out there that checked. You know, weren't being cleared and stuff like that. And, of course, they had all kinds of fees and penalties and fines and different things, right? Not a single IRS agent that was involved in this ever got prosecuted, and not a single one of them ever went to prison.
Wow.
Now, this is what we're dealing with out there when we're dealing with the IRS.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It just boggles the mind how the people, you know, they just sit back and they let this, these government agencies like this just run roughshod over us.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
Thanks for the call. You're just bringing yet another puzzle piece to the table. If we can all work together, maybe we'll figure out what the picture's going to be. I don't know. I don't know if we want to see what the final picture's going to be, because I think we all know what it is. All right, we're going to take our break. We'll be back, and we got a first-timer on the line. Hey, more first-timers coming on board. Told you we got new listeners. You stay right there. We'll be back. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave and Joyce. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour, I can't help it, folks. When I hear music like this, it makes me feel... just wonderful. Just wonderful. Chris Thiele, You Go Boy. The album is Not All Who Wander Are Lost. It's one of my favorite albums. Just good stuff. right. We're going to have open lines. 1-800-259-9231 is the phone number, but you can't dial it now because guess what? They're all full. And I am hoping against hope that we can inspire folks not just to understand what's going on. That's not inspiration, that's education. But I want folks to be able to do exactly what Howard Beale had inspired them to do. I want y'all to, you know, that's why we end the program and scream, "We will not stop." Well, Howard Beale got everybody to scream.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel?
We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it.
We want that same sentiment, folks. We want to get everybody, yeah, okay, fine. If anger is what it's going to take to get people off a dead center, well, then so be it. That's, you know, I mean, I hate to generate anger and hate and all that kind of stuff. I don't like hate. Hate's not good. Hate is bad. Hate bad. But we got to do something to get folks to rediscover their heritage, their responsibility, and their duty as patriotic Americans to roll up their sleeves, break a sweat, get their fingernails dirty, and realize it is your responsibility to get out there and tend to the garden so that the seeds of liberty will continue to flourish if they haven't died altogether. All right, we have a first-timer on the line. Tim in Michigan, welcome aboard. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
All right. You know, the part from that movie you ought to be playing is Ned Beatty taking Howard Beale into that big room and telling him, "You do not mess with the primal forces of nature."
That's right. Very good. Yeah, we played that particular clip yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get to hear it. I don't know why.
I'll play a portion of that at the bottom of the hour here.
That would be great. I'm calling about this whole bankruptcy debt situation with people. You know, I look at the TV and then on comes these commercials and I say, "Oh, look what you can afford." You know, how many times do you have to change the complete living room suite? How many big screen TVs do people have to have? How many stereos in your house? I mean, you know, have a rummage sale and start paying down that stuff and get out from under their debtor prison trap. People wake up. You know, the founder of WHRI was a pastor called Lester Sumrall, and he, I watched him on the TV talking about, you made a deal with these people and you owe them the money. You know, I can understand people who are raising kids and they have to have certain things in their home in order to do things properly, but, I mean, there is a limit. I mean, because they tell you that this year bath towels are green or burgundy doesn't mean you have to go out and do that.
Right.
The Bible teaches, be content with such things as you have. And don't let these advertisements tell you to go into debt for their bottom line.
You have
a bottom line at your house. You have a budget. You know, you need to stay within the confines of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And,
well, I mean, you have to ask the question, how much is enough? How much is too much?
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, and so folks say, "Well, wait a second. If you start going down that road, then you're condemning capitalism." So no, I'm not. I think everybody should be able to make as much money as they want to. But the point is that how much do you want to make? How much do you need to make? And how much do you have to make?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's sort of like you're standing in a buffet line, and the guy in front of you starts scooping so much food on his plate, it goes to the floor, and then it's up to his ankles and up to his knees, and he's just taking it because he can.
Right, right.
I mean, that doesn't leave anything left for anybody else. I mean, that's just flat-out greed.
Yeah, and you know something else? I heard this years and years ago on, I believe it was Tom Valentine. They were talking about the whole money situation. What we call money is called notes. Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
And they're based in, I think they said, insurance law. And anything purchased with those notes actually belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Hey, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. So they own whatever you bought with their notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're in a really a sticky situation with that situation being as it is.
Yeah, well, you see, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I would love to think that we can defeat these monsters, but sometimes I feel that the only way out of this mess is to allow them to collapse under the weight of their own corruption.
I think that's how it's going to happen.
I think so, too.
Is they're going to say, "We own it all anyway, we're leasing it to you."
Hey, Tim, we got to go. Bottom of the hour is upon us. How do you hear the program?
WHRI and WWCRI.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you. I'm so glad to have you aboard. Spread the word. All right, the bottom of the hour break is here. 1-800-259-9231. When we get back, I'll play some of that speech that Ned Beatty gave to Howard Field. Stay with us.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
So if you're serving in a uniform, I hope you recognize that the ones that give the orders are the ones that tell the lies. If they tell you we're the enemy, you're in for a surprise. It isn't me.
Not us, guys.
Not me.
Hey, you guys paid to listen?
Not me.
Are you paying attention?
The Constitution
D-O-T. We're the good guys.
Not me.
You take an order from the bad guys.
Not me. I guarantee you that I'm not the enemy.
You want to find out who the real bad guys are? Hey, turn the on switch. Where's the remote?
The ones you're looking for are on the TV.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley. And, a quick promotion here. There's a lot of folks out there. We got a couple of new listeners. Our last caller, Tim up there in Michigan, how's he listening? He's listening on WHRI. And the current frequency that comes in around here, we're in the Midwest here in Missouri, 11.785, usually comes in pretty doggone good. And I'll tell you right now that we can do a test if I say something. Hello? You hear that echo? Okay, that echo is created because when I talk into this microphone, it takes about, I don't know, a quarter of a second or almost a half a second for my voice to go all the way up to Minneapolis, down to the transmitter, up into space, bounce down to the receiver at WHRI, goes out on the international shortwave and comes back in my radio. a trip of probably about 38,000 miles, something ridiculous like that. But anyway, the point is that this little radio that we got, the Mini 300, it is a pocket radio, fits in your shirt pocket, got a little antenna on it, of course, and this thing's got great reception. It is a really neat piece to have, and you probably, once you get, you try one of these, you're going to want to have one in the car, one out in the garage, one in the house, and they're only $29.95 plus the shipping. They come with a little pouch with a belt loop on it, so you can keep it with you at all times. And you can get yours by calling 877-817-9829. Again, that's 877-817-9829. $29.95 plus the shipping. The Grindig Mini 300 is just a really cool little shortwave. Whether you have another shortwave or not, you know, a lot of you folks have Sanjin. Some of you have big old Kenwoods. You definitely want to have one of these. Okay, now before we get back to the phones, yeah, I have this clip ready here because this, again, and I hate to be banging the drum about this movie Network, but it is so important. It's sort of like the movie Braveheart, you know, or the movie The Patriot, you know. These are movies that you need to watch every once in a while just to smack, you know, to smack reality right between your eyes and mine as well. And so we don't forget about what we have learned, because if you forget your history, you're destined to repeat it. This movie came out 30 years ago, 1976. And the message in this movie about the control of the media is truer now than it was then. I had no idea when I saw this movie how significant it was. And when I saw it again, it was on television about 2 months ago. And I only caught the last half hour, and I said, oh my gosh, I'd forgotten all about that. So anyway, I recently obtained a copy, and I watched it the other night. And I tell you, this is must viewing. Go to your video store, get a copy of this. There, I'm going to play a clip, in this scene, Howard Beale, who is the news anchor, who has all of a sudden found this new purpose in life and spreading this message of common sense, at one point he goes on his program and he says, hey, the Arabs are taking over the corporations, they're taking over our corporation that owns this network, and we've got to stop them. Well, the owner of the corporation calls Mr. Beale into his office. He's not real happy. He sits Mr. Beale down, and he closes the curtain. And as the room darkens, he walks to the end of the long table to address Mr. Beale in private, and he speaks. And here's part of his speech.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
I'm going to stop it there because it gets better. And if you want to see it, you're going to have to get a copy of this film, The Network. Anyway, man, you talk about the corporate board. You talk about a disease of the mind. Yes, money makes the world go round, but money is not the purpose of life. Love is the purpose of life. You can't take it with you. How many times have we all heard that? However, it was said, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. I'm not going to tell you who made that particular statement, because some of you might get upset, because you're more worried about the messenger than you are the message. We're going to go to the phones. Harry in Texas, you're first up, and I have to apologize for having to let you go the other day. It's just we flat ran out of time, and that's the way it works. Harry, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Okay. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, right. Dave, this guy that you had on a couple of days ago that said he's mad as hell, that was a terrific audio clip.
Yeah, that's from the movie I was just talking about. That's
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, here's my point. What we've got to do is get the people mad, and you are in a good position to do it, just like this guy in that audio clip you had there.
Yeah.
We're beating around the bush. You know, there's an old saying. No great nation was ever saved by good people, because good people will not go to the extent to save it. And that's our
Ooh.
Situation right now.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to get these people mad. And you know what the best thing to do that could get them mad? And a lot of people will get hurt. But by golly, I think it's worth it. If we had a financial collapse in this country, we could separate the wheat from the chaff and take this country back, Dave.
Maybe so. I don't know. But on the other hand, it could go the other way.
It could
throw all of mankind into a desperate and hopeless slavery situation.
It could, yes. But the possibility is, this is America. This is not a third world country. We've got some brains here. But we don't have enough red-blooded Americans to get mad enough to take this country over.
Well, we do, but we've got to figure out a way to get them mad. And that's why I've been saying, Harry, you've been with us for a long time. You've been a listener of the Power Hour for many years.
Yeah.
And you've heard me say numerous times that I'm sorry, that it seems to me that the only way to get Americans off of their big, fat, pimple-covered, blood, bedsword butts is to take away their remote control, cancel the football game and a beer delivery, and let them eat something other than pizza.
Well, if that'll get them mad, that's what I would do then.
Mm-hmm. But well, then let's go. What do we do to get these people to grab the pitchforks and the torches and storm the castle?
Get them mad. That's
get them mad. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
All right, that's what we got to convey to
that's
all
right.
these people to take this country over. God bless you and Joyce, Dave.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep up the good work.
You go, boy. Let's go. Woo, 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 woo. All right. Thanks for the call, Harry. Joe in Arkansas. I hope you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
Well, I'm mad, yeah. I can't seem to get other people mad, though. I try, but they don't seem to get mad, even though I give them lots of good reasons to. But anyway, I have two things I'd like to tell you about briefly.
All right.
And first is that yesterday I had a very interesting visit with a woman from Huntsville, Arkansas, who's become quite a famous author.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now in her 70s, has lived all her life in Huntsville, Arkansas, which is a town of about 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a famous author some years ago, and now she's invited to travel and speak all over the world.
Okay.
And so she just got back from Dubai in the Middle East, and she also told me that she's recently been to Europe and Russia and Ukraine and various other places also. And so she's not particularly political. Her books are not about politics. She's never been a person that's interested in politics or conspiracy theories or things like that very much. But here she was telling me, she told me very matter-of-factly, everything that our media and our government tell us about the rest of the world is a total lie. And she says this country is the most hated country in the world now because of what our government is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that, she told me that life in this country is nowhere near as good as Americans are propagandized to believe. You know, from what she said, it sounded to her like she thought that people in Moscow and Kiev now have a better life than people in America. And she said life was particularly good in Dubai and Saudi Arabia. Mm. That the government there has a lot of money and is doing a lot of good things to help the people with the money. So that was very interesting, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And she
well.
Was also telling me about the bird flu, and she also told me that the bird flu is a complete hoax, that the wild birds don't get it, and the only birds that do are these domesticated birds that are kept in horribly unsanitary conditions,
mm-hmm.
and that the people can't get it unless they have intimate contact with these birds. And so she said that the whole idea that there's that the world is in danger from bird flu is a complete hoax. This is what she's learned from traveling around the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a very interesting conversation.
Well, sounds to me like some of the things we've talked about on this program are right along those lines.
And she's never heard your program, but she's saying the same thing.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, there was one other thing I'd like to bring up.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, if somebody knows more about the law about this, I would really like to hear from them. And that's this. Some time ago, I guess about a year and a half ago, a friend of mine told me that if, when I got a check and went to deposit it in my bank account, if instead of signing my name on the back of it to endorse it, like we're always taught to do, if I would just print for deposit only and then put it in my bank account,
mm-hmm.
Then it could not be counted as income that the IRS could, you know, say was my income that I should pay taxes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I started doing it. So I wonder, wonder what they're going to do at the bank if I do this. But anyway, next time I got a check, I put for deposit only where you're supposed to endorse it and handed it in to the bank teller, and she just passed it through, you know, without a question. And so if anybody knows more about the law on that particular little issue, you know, that my friend told me about all he could, which is what I've told you. But if there's anybody else that knows more about that, I sure would be interested in hearing about it.
Well, that's really interesting. Well, thank you for that. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you just put it out there, so we'll find out if there's any truth to that. Okay, I appreciate that. Let's go to Michigan. So, hi to Anna Marie. Welcome aboard. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Well, hello.
I'm a first-time caller.
You're a first-timer?
Yes, I am.
All right, welcome aboard. How do you hear the program?
WHRI.
Wonderful. And what prompted you to give us a call this fine morning, my dear?
Well, your gentleman that you had on today said that the new laws were supposed to be talked over on 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The planes hit the financial section of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Was that two birds with one stone?
Could be. Sure, why not? I don't know.
You know, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. That was the financial section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that there were several birds with one stone in this particular issue. I think that the idea that Larry Silverstein had himself a piece of real estate that was gushing money, just losing money, month after month. I mean, from what I understand from William Rodriguez, who was in charge of maintenance there at the Trade Center, he told me that the Trade Center was sitting at approximately a 65% occupancy, which is like, you stop and think about the amount of money that they would be charging for office rentals. And there's 35% vacancy. My gosh, they were losing tons, millions and millions of dollars every month. How would they get out of this particular financial albatross?
Bankruptcy.
Well, either bankruptcy, but how do they get rid of the buildings? In every other situation, well, you blow it up and bring them down.
Right.
Okay, but you can't do that in New York. I mean, it's too congested. You can't, raise a pair of towers because they're losing money. How are you going to bring them down? You can't, dismantle them. It costs five times as much to dismantle buildings of that size and it would be build brand new ones. So you can't dismantle them. You can't tear them down or blow them up.
But they did.
Well, yeah, but you see, they didn't do it like a planned one. The liability would have been horrendous. It had to be an accident.
Right.
It had to be. That's the only way that they could bring down the Trade Center towers was to either have it an accident or have it an attack. That's the only way.
And what better way to get rid of an albatross than to have an attack and blame it on somebody else?
Boy, that could
go to war.
Now, is that or is that not several birds with one stone?
Yep.
Thank you. Welcome to the Power Team, dear. I hope to hear from you again in the near future. Good deal. Let's go to Nina in Pennsylvania, longtime listener. How you doing, dear?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm more than mad. I've been mad for years.
You go, girl!
You better believe it. I've been mad for many years. But first of all, I would encourage everyone here in eastern Pennsylvania to get their oregano and take it. The chemtrails this morning, I can't even describe them. It's so bad. The sky was blue when the first sun first came up. It is totally gray. I have never seen so many chemtrails, and I really think they're stepping it up. I do. But
I think so, too, because we've been getting calls from all over the country, everywhere. I mean, we always get people telling us about the chemtrails, and it's almost a yawner at this point. Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. Oh, look, Joyce, we got another envelope full of pictures of chemtrails here. You know, I mean, it's standard. I mean, we get pictures every week from people all over the country. But what has happened in the past week, you're absolutely right. The phone calls are crazy. The chemtrails were just amazing around here.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I can feel it in my throat, and I'm all congested. Mm-hmm. I'm taking that Oregon. So everybody take advantage of the 20% off and get your Oregon today.
Yeah, well, thank you, dear.
Yes. But anyway, that's not what I called about. That
well, you
ad,
better hurry with what you called about, because we got less than a minute. Go.
Okay, the ad that I sent you this morning.
I got it right here.
Okay. Everybody out there, it doesn't matter whether you're from the left or the right. We've got to get together and do this now.
Bingo.
Forget. Turn off the damn TV right now. Get out there and do something.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
All the stuff in the world means nothing if you lose everything you have. If you lose your freedom, if you lose absolutely everything.
Bingo.
It ain't going to make a difference.
That's right. Get off your butts.
That's right.
There we go.
So, everyone, get mad now.
There you go, Nina.
Okay.
All right. Go. Hey, do me a favor this weekend. Go spit a couple of bullets for me. All right, we're going to take our final break. Oh, man, getting ready for the weekend. Firing them all up. Good deal. I appreciate it. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes to wrap it up for this Friday and, yes, this week. This is Dave Unkleis. This is Power Hour at Bill in New Jersey. You're up next.
If you've ever suffered from arthritis, joint injuries, carpal tunnel syndrome, muscle cramps of the back, neck, shoulders, legs, hands, feet, bursitis, tendonitis, muscle pulls, or sprains, then call 877-817-9829 and order Tompersen. Because Tompersen immediately soothes pain and inflammation. It relieves swelling and stiffness, and it improves circulation so the body can heal faster. No heat, no cold, no grease, and it won't interfere with other medications. Tompersen is a patented anti-inflammatory pain relief homeopathic cream, and it's proven to have a healing effect to damage muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerve tissues, and it has no side effects. A 2-ounce tube is only $16.95, and the money-saving 4-ounce jar is only $24.95. So if you suffer from any of these problems, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Tompersen comes with a money-back guarantee. Call 877-817-9829 to order Tompersen. Tompersen is pain relief.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
No, we won't back down, won't be turned around. We'll keep the new world order from putting us down. No, we won't back down.
All right. right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of today's Power Hour. Wow, what's going on here? Just open the door. Hey, you, what are you doing here, Joyce?
We just brought some company in for the end of the program.
Yeah, I was telling the folks out there that the office is closed for another hour or so.
At least. Yeah. Probably will be closed today.
We're going to close today.
I
did a really dumb thing. I turned on this new heater, and it just, you know, it just got a smell in there, and everybody said, no way. So we're just airing the place out, and so that's all there is to it. Nothing to get worried about. But anyway.
Yeah, we will be closed today. So just leave your messages, especially for your Kirkman orders, and we will get back to you on the message machine. We'll get back to everybody for Kirkman on Monday.
And as you've been speaking, we've got the entire power team has filed into the studio. We got Vel and Rose and Debbie and Kelly and Joe and Charlie and Matt and Sue's in here. Well, anyway. But tell you what, we have one more quick phone call to get through. Let me see if I can get a monitor here without feeding back here. Let's go to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Welcome aboard.
I'm listening to you on WRMI, too. Again, the feedback here, I can hear it.
Okay, yeah, let me turn this down a little bit. There we go.
WRMI.
WHRI.
WHRI.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
I got, because of that bankruptcy thing, I want to, because I just went through that.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, if I came to you and I said, Dave, loan me $20,000 to buy a house, and you set up all the parameters how I have to pay you back.
Yeah.
And I got down to one payment, and you knew I had that money in my house, and you sent somebody in there that might steal that money from me. Now I have no way of paying you.
Yeah.
You come knocking on my door, come for the money. I broke in last night, Dave. I ain't got. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to foreclose on you.
Okay.
This is the crap that's going on in this country. Every so often, they change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of a big rule to change because I know there's people that will abuse credit cards. But I'll tell you what, I ain't never seen so much mail come here with credit. I don't have the thing. I don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them come here every day. Every day I get these things. And I just don't want them. But there is people that abuse them. And then you really should pay. But if you, as the controller, steal the money that I've got to pay you back, pay you off, you change the rules, I don't owe you nothing. And that's what's happening in this country. They've done it with the IRAs or years back. They had a good IRA set up and was so good that they changed the rules on that. I don't know if you remember that or not. But that's the way this is. Now they're trying to do the same thing with Social Security.
Yeah.
They want to stick us in the stock market so they can crash that.
Well, this is standard operating procedure, Bill, and it's just a matter of us all getting educated and figuring out how these rats have gotten into a position where they can pull this wool over our eyes time and time and time again. When will America learn? Hey, thank you so much for the call, Bill. We're flat out of time. We're right up against it here. Man, I tell you, I am so thrilled that so many people are figuring out and thinking outside of the cage. We have a whole lot of new listeners and new first-time callers here. It is real important. I mean, our entire lives and the lives of our children's children's children are depending upon us doing the right thing. Joyce, everybody here in the office?
Yeah, we've got the Power Team members here because we want to greet all the listeners.
We want to get everybody fired up, and you know what to do. Here it is. It's weekend time for the whole weekend. Stand up! Stretch your legs! Take a deep breath and scream from the top of your lungs and the bottom of your souls as if your lives depend upon it, and they do.
We will not stop!
God bless you all!
We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed Sabbath and a blessed weekend.